Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
Tottenham interim boss Christian Stellini says his players need to be much better when they have the ball after a 1-1 draw at Premier League strugglers Everton. They look to be heading to third in the table but conceded a 90th minute equaliser. Everton were down to 10 men in the second half, but Spurs also had Lucas Moura sent off towards the end, and Stellini says that proved costly.
That create power for them, energy, new energy, and that create problem for us. The game was close to finish, but this type of goal, when you are one man less and then you have a red card, is power.
When you're watching a match, I watched it last night, as soon, I don't even know what happened, but when Everton went down to 10 men, Tottenham just outplayed them, owned the pitch, they were everywhere. As soon as they got their goal, it was like they just sat back and waited for Everton to press.
It was absolutely ridiculous. And then obviously when Moura went off, that was
before that.
Yeah, but that was the 88th minute. So like, they only need 2 minutes to hold on.
I'm not condoning it, but if you check my Sky Bet account, I think you find I put some money on a draw as soon as Tottenham scored. I was like, yep, Everton are coming back into this.
Yeah, it was, I wasn't happy about it.
Weather. A fine, dry and very sunny afternoon continues across Essex with temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 9 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
How you doing, Stevie?
Good. Aye.
It's nice weather, isn't it?
I'm a wee bit hot.
Yes. You said this week you would definitely be in Edinburgh now. This would be barbecue. This is a summer's day.
In Scotland, once you get to...
Double digits,
and you're having a barbecue.
But it looks like that now. The beach is absolutely packed.
Kerry and the twins have just gone to the beach in Canby. It's like the sun's out, we're out.
We've waited for this. It's been a long, dark, horrendous, rainy, cold summer. This is welcome.
It makes such a difference.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. We play the hits. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
I mean, we always sound like the sun is shining when we're on anyway. I mean, it's exactly what we aim to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll continue doing that.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It just sounds like it's more summery today.
It's very summery.
Beautiful. All right, it's Chris and Scott. It is the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. Into a bank holiday weekend, a four-day weekend. All that to look forward to. Let's go with The Weeknd and Ariana Grande and Die For You. Get us underway for Tuesday's Big Drive Home. Welcome, Essex. Radio Essex, Lizzo and To Be Loved. Chris and Scott on The Big Drive Home for a Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on, as always. Hopefully you're enjoying the sunshine. If you want to let us know what you're up to, it's Tuesday in the middle of the Easter holidays. Maybe you've got the kids with you. It's just easier on a day like this to do stuff with the kids, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
When you're sat home and it's just raining outside and grey, it's not as easy to entertain the kids as it is when it's sunny.
No, normally on a horrible day, an iPad would be involved.
You give in and you go, do you know what? Why don't you go and play FIFA for the day? Just give in.
Yeah, exactly.
Fortnite looks like a reasonably good game for your age. Go and play that.
But get a ball out and kick it around today.
Loads of people in Southend. If you want to let us know what you're up to today, you can hit us up on the text, A1400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. What about you? What have you been doing today? You've had the kids with you?
So this morning we've been having our shutters fitted.
Okay.
Obviously,
because it's sunny, shut that out the house, eh? Yeah, stop all that sunshine.
Yeah. But we wanted to get them out, so... We went sofa shopping for a while, but the treat was afterwards, obviously I've had to come to work, you know.
Yeah.
Kerry's taken them to Southend to the beach. So
What about your treat? Did you have to go sofa shopping?
Well, no, my treat's paying for the sofa.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, what's a treat?
Yeah, you basically went sweet shopping.
Yeah. Oh, I like that sofa. Oh, that's the most expensive one in the shop. Oh, we'll have that, please.
Is that what happened?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Nice sofa, though.
When's it coming?
6 week turnaround, apparently.
It's not bad. I don't know why they take so long, though.
I would have thought they wanted to take the money straight away.
No, but I always think that when you buy a sofa, it's never like, if you buy anything on Amazon, it's there the next day. If it's a big thing, maybe a week. You buy a sofa, and it's like, yeah, you'll have that by the end of the summer.
But although the clearance range, it's clearance range for a reason, because you walk around it, took 10 seconds. I went, let's kind of looking the clearance. Nothing in there. Nothing in there. Oh, but that one, lovely. Really nice.
But why does it take so long to get to you?
They've got to make it.
Can't you have the one in the shop?
Mate, I always try that. Say discount, please.
I'll have that one. I want my one.
Doesn't work.
You said you'd never buy sofas that were on discount. Oh, no. I want my one. 14 minutes after 3, what about you, Essex? What are you up to? It's Radio Essex, Sam Smith and Calvin Harris with I'm Not Here to Make Friends. 17 minutes after 3, you got Chris and Scott for Tuesday afternoon on the big drive home. Hey to Richard, who's at his caravan on Mersey Island, listening to us and chilling in the sunshine. That's a beautiful thing.
That is nice. I hope you've got a beer in your hand as well, Richard.
I like that, Richard. I know he has.
I reckon he's got a... He's got a San Miguel or a Corona on the go.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Okay, Richard, let us know. Something Tom said we used to do, which we haven't done for ages, is how are you listening to us and can you prove it?
Yeah, I like that.
Do you remember we used to do that? And we had, it was one of the emergency services. I think it was a fire truck driver. A fire person driver.
Yeah.
And they sent us a voice note going, yeah, we're listening and here's how we prove it. And it woo 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 and it played the blues and twos. So that was pretty good. So you could do it like that. If you want to let us know how you're listening to us and can you prove it, you could do that via a picture, you could do that via a voice note. Using the app is the easiest way to do it because you can do either a voice note or a picture through there. Just let us know how you're listening to us. And can you prove it on the app? If you haven't got the app, it's a bit of fun. Radio Essex, you can download it from wherever you get your apps from. And then you can send pictures, you can send voice notes through there as well. Let us know how you're listening to us and how you can prove it. We'll do some of those in a sec as well. It's 19 minutes after 3. It's the big drive home at the first look on the county's roads. Next on Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Martin Jensen and Solo Dance. Key on the Crow before that and I'll be waiting. Thank you very much for all your are you listening and can you prove it coming through on the text. Jane, hello to you, delivering car parts around the garages in Essex. And there's a picture of your dashboard with Radio Essex on there with a lot of toys in your windscreen. I mean, that looks like the most amount of small toys I've ever seen. It looks like you've either been to the pier and won loads of toys or you've got a Kinder Egg addiction, maybe. It looks like some kind of Kinder Egg addiction.
No, it really does.
It looks like you've opened all of the Kinder Eggs in the world and put them all on your car dashboard.
I literally went, what's going on? It was unbelievable.
Thank you, Jane. Angie in Wisconsin over in Essex, the west part of Essex. Wisconsin, obviously Essex is the biggest county in the world. Angie's listening. She's in bed. It's only 9:20, different time zones in Essex.
Obviously, so big.
9:20 in the morning in that part of Essex at the moment. Cuddling with her dog Roxy on this rainy morning. I mean, isn't it weird that some part of Essex have got rain today?
Rain. And it's 9:20 in the morning.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. You know it's true. Angie, thank you. Les is in a digger at the moment whilst listening, and there's a picture of, I presume that's a digger's dashboard, is it?
But I can't believe this, right? So I'm just trying to, like, get into Les's head, right? So he's called Les in a Digger,
yeah.
Right, which is a brilliant name.
Yeah.
He's at work, which looks like a massive...
construction site.
Yeah. Lots going on. And he thought, yeah, listen to Chris and Scott on the radio whilst digging.
I love the little dashboard because he's got on there, it's like power. And then there's some gauges. One's fuel. Don't know what the other temperature. Then there's like a satellite video image of where he is. Then
where
it says
he's digging.
32 degrees is what he says in cab temperature at. 32 degrees.
That's a lot.
And what's the other one? 107. So that's the frequency of the radio station. So yeah. Then he's got FM 107.7 tuned in from his digger. Les, thank you for that. Kerry in Chelmsford says, hi, boys. I've got you two on it in the kitchen. And I'll be going to work in 45 minutes. Have a good evening, much love, and then a picture of, I suppose that's like a clock radio type thing. You haven't done your clock, you're still in the old time.
Well, not only are you in the old time, it says 2:38 and it's the numeral 2 because you're on AM.
Oh, it says AM on the left. Yeah.
So we're not doing the night show. You need to change that.
But Essex is the biggest county in the world, so maybe she's in a different part of Essex where the time's 24 hours away.
Venezuela.
You never know. Thank you, Kerry and Chelmsford. Keep those coming in. Are you listening to us and can you prove it? Use the app so you can send either a voice note or you can send a picture through there as well. Are you listening to Radio Essex and can you prove it? It's Radio Essex. Essex, Lewis Capaldi and Pointless. 3:36, Big Drive Home Tuesday. Hello, it's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. Hello to Debs, just home. Bobby's been listening all day in the conservatory, as he does every day. Bobby is a budgerigard.
Budgie or parrot?
Yeah. So we should have said some rude words, and then when his mum got home,
yeah,
that would have been fun. PK, lovely day in Essex, enjoying the sunshine and the sounds. Thank you, boys. There's a picture of PK in a Watford hat. Hello.
Yes.
Good hat. That's a very good hat. I love the little badge at the front.
And then sporting a beard.
He looks more proud to be a Watford fan than any of the players look proud to be Watford players. That's what I'm saying.
I think so.
He looks happier as well.
He does.
PK, thank you very much for that. Grant, afternoon, guys. Just out and about doing some shopping, listening to you guys in the car. Have an amazing day and great show as always. He's proved it with a picture of his car. And that says Heart Essex.
What? Where, Grant?
Yeah, it says Heart Essex.
Yeah, so...
He's not. You're not listening to us. What's going on?
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Grant, you sent the wrong picture through, mate. You've not proved you're listening to us.
But he's got to be, hasn't he? Because otherwise he wouldn't have sent a picture. He's physically got to be listening to us. Otherwise.
I mean, it's only Heart Essex is preset 3, to be fair. I mean, he's got 2 favourite radio stations than that. We've got to be preset 1. I want a picture, Grant, with us as preset 1.
Don't change it, Grant, be honest.
Matt says, I'm in my van listening to Radio Essex, as I do every day. I'm heading back to Ukraine soon and still listening while I'm over there too. Thank you very much.
This is from DAB.
Yes, I can see you on DAB there. All of us is there. BBC Radio 6 is the only other one that gets a mention on his presets. So it's all about Radio Essex.
Yes.
And I know that when Matt goes over to Ukraine, he goes over there with some aid that he takes over from here that were beautifully collected from Essex folk. And he heads over to Ukraine, takes it all over there to help the people out over there. And I know that he's got his iPhone, but he's listening to us while he's heading over to the Ukraine as well. So Matt, nice work. Hello from Chelmsford, says Connor. It's a picture of, the inside of your car. And it says Radio Essex, the hit music station.
Nice.
I like that. Thank you very much. Is there any more? Holly's on there. Just had my nails done and she's proved it. It's a picture of her nails where one of them's got a smiley face on it.
One of them is a bird.
Yeah, it looks like a little chick.
A little chick, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, love that. Thank you very much for these. If you can prove that you're listening to us, let us know. Matt says, hi guys, just pulled my Anglian Recovery track over to take this picture from Southend. Have a good day, geezers. Radio Essex is all tuned in nice. That's a proper lorry, that, isn't it? Oh, it's a lorry. That's a lorry, isn't it? Oh, look at all the buttons.
Yeah,
that's a proper lorry.
Lots of buttons.
Geezer lorry. Thank you, Matt. It's a geezer lorry. So it's got geezer in another
Geezer.
Thank you, Matt. Any more for any more? 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. And if you send in pictures or voice notes to prove you're listening, what did you want, Tom?
I want the honk of a horn.
Wow.
From a car.
Oh, okay. Especially from the recovery truck. Yes.
Or if you deliver sandwiches into industrial estates and you've got one of those...
Good impression.
Thanks,
Chris.
Mate. I've worked on a few industrial estates.
Have you?
Yeah. Selling sandwiches.
Yeah.
from the back of my car.
Nice.
But that would be awesome because you hear them all the time, don't you? Every time I go to an industrial estate to get my wheels done, there's always the sandwich man pulls in behind me and then they got this...
Very good.
And I want to hear some of that. Get those into us. Use the app, and that's easy to download by heading to Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex. Tom Grennan and here. He got in touch this week. You remember we had Tom Grennan on the show probably about 3 months ago?
Yes.
And he came on the show literally the next day after, and he used to play for Luton. He's a big Luton fan. He used to play for Luton as a professional footballer. And we, luckily for me, had him on the day after Watford beat Luton 4-0 at Vicarage Road. And I was there. My voice was still sore. And I said, oh, sorry about my voice, but I was at Vicarage Road yesterday and we beat you 4-0. So I heard that he got in touch to see if he could come on this week. We haven't got time.
No, we've run out
of time completely. So unfortunately, Tom, I can't get you on this week. Because I was thinking, he's not promoting anything. And
no, he's here to wind you up.
Oh, yes, the Watford Luton thing. Yeah, that'll be it. We are absolutely snowed under with pictures and that, proving that you listen to the radio.
Yeah,
so we're really busy. Somebody ending in the 604 says, got you on my computer whilst working, making silly noises. Who's making silly noises? Are we making silly noises?
Computer's
making silly noises. Or the... that could be it. I didn't get one of them.
That's unfortunate.
Grant says, no, you are on my preset. Oh, yeah, Grant sent us a picture of him proving he's listening to us by sending us a picture of his dashboard that showed Heart.
Yes, which was very...
You were listening to Heart Essex, who were preset 3. So we were like, well, obviously... We're preset 1. No, it turns out not. Sorry, guys, preset 7.
7?
7. I can't even think of 6 other radio stations. Never mind better radio stations than this.
I mean, do you know what, Grant? I wouldn't have even sent it. Preset 7.
But he's definitely refused to listen to the other radio station. You were listening to it. You sent us a picture proving it.
Yeah, you proved it. It was like, it just... Shot to the heart.
You guys are always tuned in either the car or at the hospital. Have a great show. And there's a picture of it. It makes me feel sad. It says Radio Essex Preset 7. I mean, it's awful.
Grant, I mean, listen, you've got a while to rectify your mistake.
Yeah, get that sorted. Sean from the South End with a picture of a latex glove. Over the top
let's
of his...
let's hope that's one latex glove.
Not 4 individual things.
Because that is worrying. That is
oh, wow.
Worrying.
Yeah, so that proves you listen to Radio Essex. Thank you, Sean. I need to come off that screen.
You're very excited.
Vicky from Witham, preset 1. Look at that. Obviously. We are number 1. Number 2 is Capital UK. Number 3 is Heart.
Yes.
We are number 1. I've worked at all of those stations on her presets.
You have.
Isn't that incredible? It's 17 degrees in her car right now. It's 3:41, but you've got AM 3:41. It should say 15:41 you took that, but it's now 15:51. But yeah, thank you very much for proving that you're listening and proving that we are number 1 in your preset. Sharon in Billericay, not enjoying being in the office rather than in the sunshine, but there is a picture of a Pure One Mini DAB digital radio with the words Radio Essex proudly displayed on the front.
Nice.
So we got all those. We didn't get any noise ones, though. I wanted noise ones. Like, if you're an ambulance driver or a fire truck, you can definitely give us a woo-woo.
Tom said it'll be very, very disappointing. Gee, he only needs one just to fulfil his dream, really.
Just want a noise. It could be just any noise that proves. So you could be, I work in an ice cream parlour. Here's the ice cream making machine.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. I'll be like, oh, wow, that's amazing.
Very good.
So we've had some, that's how an ice cream machine maker sounds.
Do you remember when we done this on the radio, where we done sounds and they had to guess them? That was fun.
We can bring that back anytime you want.
I enjoyed
it's our
that.
Show.
I enjoyed
Do
that.
What we like. So get your sounds in. There's a couple more pictures coming through. Essex Bloke Esquire. Anyone have change for a parking meter? And there's, is that an Essex hat? It's a cricket Essex hat. Have you paid and displayed your ticket yet? In the background, Shelley says, oh, there's just a picture of her on the Burnham Road, according to her navigation.
And it's got an iPhone.
iPhone's connected. Shelley's iPhone is connected. And it is 13 degrees and Radio Essex displayed proudly on the dashboard as well. I want sounds. Get some sounds us. You can drop those in really easily on the app, which you can download just by looking for Radio Essex on the App Store or Google Play. And then send us your sounds to prove that you're listening to Radio Essex and where you are. LF System, Hungry for Love, 3:52, Big Drive Home. Radio Essex, LF System, Hungry for Love. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Doing a bit of, are you listening? Well, you're obviously listening. Can you prove that you're listening? So we had some pictures in of you proving that you were listening. But now what we want to do is, where are you listening and can you prove it?
Yes.
So I use the example, I'm making ice creams in an ice cream making machine. And that was the noise that
that's
made.
Really good noise.
And if you could record that and send it to us using the app, that would be perfect. I'm an ambulance driver. That would prove that you're an... Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
Where are you listening and can you prove it?
Yeah.
Get some of those in. A couple more of your pictures. Had to put you guys on in the hire car, says Sue in Pitsy. There you go. We're now preset 1 in a hire car. That's good. Thank you, Sue. Kate says you're on my presets. Yeah, we're not number 1 though, Kate, are we? You got magic at number 1.
What?
And then number 2, number 3 and number 4 are us. So, I mean, I would admit we take up. It's probably because preset 1 is on the left and she's driving on the right. So it's actually easier to hit preset 4.
Or she likes Ronan Keating.
boy band turned DJ. How cliche.
I know, ridiculous.
I mean, what?
Ridiculous.
I mean, he literally was in a boy band.
And now he's gone, oh, thanks to the radio.
On the radio, ooh.
Weird.
Jokes. Sarah in Suffolk, who's entering a new place.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Welcome to Essex, Suffolk.
Yes,
just
get that on the
now
map.
Been officially put into the Essex is the biggest county in the world. Suffolk is now part of that. And we can see from your rather gorgeous dashboard. I mean, that is a dashboard and a heart. That's
it's really
is that
nice.
Subaru?
Yeah, it's an X-Mode.
That's
yeah.
Rocket. I mean, that looks... That's got gadgets all over it.
It's nice.
Snow mode?
Yeah, snow mode. Yeah, or mud.
And 19.5 degrees. It's not bad. 19.5. It's
no, good.
She's in normal mode, not deep snow mode or snow dirt mode. She's in normal mode on the X mode. Listening on DAB to Radio Essex, preset 1, Radio Essex. Radio 2, preset 2. BBC Radio 3, preset 3. I see what you did here. BBC Radio 4, preset 4. 5, anyone? No, BBC Suffolk.
Yeah.
just don't like 5.
No,
like.
No.
Get rid of that.
No.
And then, oh, Kissery at 6. Kissery. Yeah, yeah, not bad. I like that.
Creeping
Radio Essex there, number 1, enjoying. Thank you very much for getting in touch, Sarah, and welcome to the county of Essex. Right, we'll do some more of those after 4 and get the hits on as well. Pink coming up, Sam Ryder, Flo, Missy Elliott, that new tune, reworking, Work It, Fly Girl on the way, and we'll update news and travel next.
Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp admits his past achievements are why he remains in a job, unlike Graham Potter. He was sacked by Chelsea, who the Merseysiders play in the Premier League later this evening, after just 7 months because of a poor run of results. Klopp says his current form would have seen him go the same way.
I'm aware of the fact that I'm sitting here because of the past, not because of what we did this season. This would be my first season. That would be slightly different.
I'm aware of the same thing. My past achievements are why I keep getting away with this. I think I've come to that conclusion now, that if I hadn't done Capital, I wouldn't be working now.
No.
I'd be in a bookshop or something.
Yeah, I like Jurgen Klopp. He actually, out of all the football managers, seems like he tells the truth, he's fairly honest, and is a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think this is...
And we all know, nice guys win everything. Oh, hang on.
Weather.
Well, it will be a bright and sunny end to the afternoon across Essex, with temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 9 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Here we go, here we go.
Radio Essex.
Let's continue with some songs that will sound good on a beautiful summer's day like it is today. Just forget it's a little bit cold. It still looks like proper summertime.
Lovely.
It's beautiful out there. All right, let's go with Pink. This is Trustful.
Are listening to
Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
I was up north a few weeks ago, and I heard a DJ describe him. He looks like Jesus, and he's got the voice of an angel. It's Sam Ryder.
Very
I nearly
good.
Crashed my car.
Very good.
It's like, he looks like Jesus,
looks like
and
Jesus.
He sounds like an angel. It's Sam Ryder. Gosh.
Quite like it.
Capital. It wasn't capital. Hello, Kate, who's purchasing birthday presents, sending us pictures of proving she's listening to us. And what a pleasant surprise I got. I got out of the car to walk into the shop to get what I'm getting. In the shop, you're on. No missing the show.
Excellent.
Loving that. Kate, you should have mentioned the shop. You bought crystal flyers. I don't know what they are. Earl Smith's. I can see the receipt in the back.
Oh, yeah, it is Smith's.
Smith's,
yeah.
The toy shop. Hello to you. Thanks for making all your people buying things happy.
Yeah, good. Well done on the toys.
Janine, hi, guys. Listening to you. If you ever get new FIFAs in, you want anyone to test drive them, let us know.
Yes.
We can do that for you. Janine says, hi, guys. Listening to your tour on the way home from work in my Dodge Nitro. Yeah. Hopefully you can see your preset one. Loving the show as always. Wow.
Nice.
That's a nice car.
It is a nice car.
Yeah, Radio Essex on the preset one. Thank you very much for that. Rebecca says, hey, we're listening to you on the way home after visiting Scots of Southend. Not you.
Yeah, that's my shop.
Is it? It's a good shop. Scots of South End. Radio Essex on there as well. Thank you. And Sammy B on the way home from Westcliff from work as the Shoe Brunette. So Radio Essex number one on my preset. The preset thing came because Grant had sent us a picture.
Yes, he had.
Originally of him listening to Heart Essex, which was all awkward for him.
Yeah.
Which was preset three. So we thought, well, we must be preset run. Turned out we're preset seven.
Which we were very upset about, actually.
He has sent us an apology, which I'll read for you now. It says, I'm sorry that I let my preset get the better of me. I apologise that I unknowingly took you for granted. I deeply appreciate you being in my life and supporting me through everything. Like the travel and that.
Yeah.
You do matter a lot to me.
Thank you.
And I regret not being at the present you used to be at. Don't know what that means. To show you how much you mean to me, I've changed. And I've changed you to preset one. My sincere apologies.
I would like to take this opportunity to say, Grant, you've done better now.
Yeah.
And we do accept your apology. But if you ever slip back to your old ways, my friend, we will come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
We won't be wishing you happy birthday because we don't do birthdays.
We don't do birthdays anyway.
But it's Grant,
bad example.
You're,
but if you ever ring us to ask us what's next door to your chip shop, we won't even answer the phone.
No, we're not even going to answer the phone because you're in our good books now, but you've not always been, Grant. How's your brother feel?
And I think you've only let yourself down and the rest
of Essex. And the rest of Essex, which is massive, as you know.
But you're here now, so let's welcome you with open arms, preset number one on Grant's car, Radio Essex, everybody.
Woo! Well done, Grant.
It's quarter past four, Flow. It's Flow. With Missy Elliott and Fly Girl, 18 minutes after four, Big Drive Home. Thank you very much for all of your pictures proving Phil and Tony, the builders as well, who say we're outside, lads, and a rather scary picture of our building.
We actually did try. We ran
outside to see if we could see you.
And you had gone, so, you know.
But thank you very much for all of those. We'll do that again next time it's sunny. Hopefully that'll be tomorrow, but we'll revisit that. I have a story about a... I can't say that word. I can't, because his kids are Easter.
Come on.
It's a doll.
Yep.
I think that's all I need to say. It's a doll like off of Only Fools and Horses doll.
Right.
It's a companion doll. Yeah.
Companion doll. Yeah. You've done well.
It's a companion doll.
Real life companion doll.
Yeah. And the retailer says it's selling out. This is not for what you think it's selling out for. It's selling out because it looks so realistic.
Right.
The motorists are using it to avoid fines.
Yes.
So in Australia, some lanes on highways can only be used by vehicles carrying more than one person, like carpool in America. This rule is enforced with special cameras. However, some Australians have realised you can fool the cameras by putting life-size companion dolls in the passenger seat when driving along the Eastern Freeway. The bizarre move has led to Donna the Companion Doll selling out across the Wild Secrets marketing manager company. So according to a press release, the fact that doll is posing inside a car may have been the reason Donna, who cost £2,700...
No, just take the fine.
Donna, who cost £2,700...
That's ridiculous.
...has sold out.
No, I'm not having that.
And also, when said dirty old man walks into the shop, says, you got any Donnas left? And looking around, looking a bit sheepish, and they go, oh, what are you using Donna for? The car lane thing.
Yeah.
Or he went, oh, I don't really want to say. And then the lady says, oh, well, some people are buying them because you can, you know, use them for the car
lane. For that reason, the car lane reason
is why I want to buy Donna, please.
Other people, I've heard this as well, other people are buying, what were we calling it?
Companion dolls.
To stop people thieving from their cars, like, especially like people that have got like, people that have got a van, or a woman or a man that's got a van, drives it to work, right?
Yeah.
So they've got, might have tools in it.
Yeah.
Put a,
probably have got tools in it if they got dolls in it. For building purposes.
Probably,
lawnmowers and all that, yeah.
Called a hammering and that.
Yeah, all the hammering.
Yeah, yeah. So they... they're putting people...
Wrench. Wrench. Yeah. For, like, plumbers. They have a wrench, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. Yeah. Anymore?
No.
No more.
That's it. Screwdriver.
To all the screwing.
Tighten the nuts.
Well, you could screw it in, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. So all above board, that's what they're doing at £2,700 for Donna.
There's, you got that thing that you buy, hard as nails.
Oh, yeah, that works. Yeah.
It's got to be hard, isn't it?
I'm thinking it's spirit level, but I can't think of why you would have a spirit. Oh, because obviously making sure everything's level. 422.
Is that last?
Is that it? Are we done?
I think so.
Excellent. Completed it, mate. Hope you're doing okay. 4:27 Tuesday afternoon in the sunshine. Hi to Lindsay. Hi to Lisa and Ronnie May as well listening. Weather for you, staying dry, clear skies until the early hours. Bit of frost around, down to -1 overnight. Tomorrow, chilly to start, but bright spells continue. Tomorrow, highs of around 12 degrees. Right, this lady performing at Glastonbury. She's 25, and she said this, the Glastonbury show, will be the best show she has ever put on. I can't wait to see it. It's Ray. It's Escapism. It's Ray Escapism on the Big Drive 5. It's Radio Essex 4:31. Have you seen this story about these two guys that went clubbing?
No.
And then went, we're tired.
Right, okay.
In a nightclub. So they were caught having a nap
On
top of a nightclub roof. So they went to the top of the roof.
And just thought, let's have a little nap.
In Lincoln, just before 5:30 on Sunday, staff of the nightclub spotted them. So they rang police because they were concerned. They were like, what are these two people, why are they, and they're snoring and stuff.
Yeah.
So the police turned up, concerned for the lad's safety. Drones were then deployed by the police who spotted the two men fast asleep on top of the roof.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So to wake them up, I don't know, could you get the drone to do that? Like tickle their noses or something? So, yeah, they basically woke them up and then guided them down to safety alongside the drones. Staff from Lincolnshire Fire and Rescue also helped with the rescue mission. There was, like, a lot of emergency services there.
I mean, I'm assuming under the influence of some alcohol, you'd imagine.
They were drunk.
Yeah, it says
they were drunk.
That's very dangerous. So they've gone...
They're on a roof.
But normally, just go and get yourself a kebab and go home.
Yeah.
You don't go... I'm a bit tired. Where should
climb up to the roof?
Barry, where do you think we should keep for the night? Hotel? No. Go home? No. The roof.
I once went to a club with a mate of mine in Huddersfield. We had we were up there doing some work. So we're in Huddersfield. Our client takes us out, or our new client, who we only just met, that's why we're going up there, takes us out to this nightclub in Huddersfield. So we're in this club. My mate, my business partner at the time, got absolutely mortal.
Drunk, yeah.
Yeah. And so did the client. And the bouncer kept saying to me, you're going to have to wake them up. They kept sitting in this booth and just falling asleep in a nightclub. It was only about 12:30. Anyway, couldn't find my mate, couldn't find him anywhere. And then the bouncer is carrying him out of the toilet.
He's fallen asleep.
He'd gone into the cubicle, just had a little kip. And then he went, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to take him with you. And I remember going home. I remember we were sitting in the taxi with our new client, who we were looking after. And then I went, I don't know where the taxi driver goes. Where are you going? I went, I don't know. I've never been to Huddersfield before. So we had to try and wake him up. We kept going, where do you live? And he's like, honestly, we were driving around for hours. And we remembered where our hotel was. And we got him home. And it was...
Sounds like a good night.
I should have just kept on the roof.
Yeah.
That would have made much more sense. 4:34, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex for Tuesday in the Sunshine. Got Joel Corry, Tom Grennan coming up with Lionheart. More chances to win tickets to that boxing extravaganza as well. If you missed it last night, it's a big prize. Details on that coming up after 5 as well. Here's Zara Larsson. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Tom Grennan and Lionheart. 20 to 5.
I just remember the last part of that story. You know, I just told you about the story about my mate who got absolutely mortal in the nightclub and I had to get him home. I actually forgot the other part of that story is when we dropped off this client who we worked out where he lived. We dropped him off. Actually, his wife had rung his phone to ask where he was. So I answered it and I was like, who is it? It's his wife. And I went, where do you live? Tell the taxi driver where you live. So we got this guy home and I got home with my mate to this hotel. I literally had to carry him out of the taxi. You've been with somebody where you've literally had to carry them.
Yes.
Not like a physio takes a player off with his arm around him off. Not like that, actually physically carry like a baby. Into this hotel. I walk into this strange hotel in Huddersfield. Never been there before. Walk in with my mate who's a fully grown man. I literally carry him. I get the room card off to the switchboard where I got the room card. I open this door. I literally put him in his bed. I put the sheets over him, left him fully clothed, put the sheets over him. It was 3:30 in the morning and I went, you're done.
Yeah,
shut the door, went into my room, thought nothing of it. I was like, what a nutcase this guy is. Yeah. 8:30 in the morning, I get up for breakfast. I'm sitting at the breakfast table. He hasn't come down yet. And I'm thinking he's probably got a sore head.
Yeah.
Look for the reception, the entrance of reception from outside the outside world. In walks my mate. 8:30 in the morning, soaking wet. He's literally, his clothes are wet. And he sits down and I'm like, and didn't say anything, like, you're all right. And I'm like, where have you been? And he went, oh, you dropped me, when you dropped us off last night and you put me into bed at 3:30, I wasn't ready to go to bed. I was like, so what did you do? And he went, so I just called a taxi. And he went back into town and found a phone party at 4:00 in the morning.
What a legend.
On a Wednesday night in Huddersfield, he found a phone party.
Sounds like a legend.
And then he walked back into the hotel from the phone party at 8:30 in the morning.
He's had a good night.
He's had a good night. And then I had to drive him back to Essex, which was probably the worst experience of my life. And I knew, I was thinking, we've got to check out in 30 minutes. You're going to be in my car in 30 minutes driving back to Essex.
It didn't smell great, did it?
Didn't. No, wasn't a good look. Jimmy the Fish, as I remember once. Jimmy the Fish.
Jimmy the
Fish. What a legend.
I haven't even read the story. What a legend. You're called Jimmy the Fish.
I once went out in the 80s. I fell asleep in the toilets at Copford Windmill. I've played there. Copford Windmill is really, really good night out. Yeah. At the Copford Windmill, and the bouncer banged on the cubicle door and told me to wake up. I had to walk home to Braintree in the freezing cold. I was not amused. Have you ever tried hitchhiking at 4 a.m? Great show, guys. Jimmy the Fish, I guarantee, knows my mate.
What's he called?
Should we name my mate?
Yeah.
Ash.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going to be called, like, Barry the Goat or something.
No, my mate's called Ash and Jimmy the Fish. They would be, I mean, that would be a night out. 4:42, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex for Tuesday. Niall Horan, new tune's called Heaven. Play that for you very soon. And also a brand new tune from the Kid Laroi. Niall Horan. And Heaven, it's the Big Drive Home. It's 10 to 5. Chris and Scott in the sunshine for a Tuesday. Yeah, just getting some good stories through. This is nice. Hello to Linda. What you got for us, Linda?
I'm Riley. Many, many moons ago, we're talking like 35 years ago, went out with some friends for the evening, had a really fantastic time. One of them said, come on, let's all go back to my place for a party. Okie doke. Their place was in Brighton, as I found out when I woke up 7:00 the next morning. Sofa. Brighton, for God's sake. We started off in Ilford. What a brilliant night.
Yeah, that's the end of it, isn't it? What a brilliant night.
Yeah.
It's always the end of a story like that. It's a great night, best night ever.
It's brilliant because it's the impromptuness of it. Like, she's woke up, she's gone, why am I in Brighton? But at the time, it seemed like a fabulous idea.
I remember when we played poker, didn't we, on the TV, on late night poker. We got sent down to Bristol? Cardiff?
Cardiff.
We were down in Cardiff. We took our fine ladies to make sure we stayed on the straight and narrow.
We did, yeah.
And they came with us and we went into this hotel and we were at the bar and everyone's like, why not on the 6th floor bar? And we were like, well, I don't know what the 6th floor bar is. Turns out the 6th floor bar doesn't have anyone working there. It's just a bar for you to use.
Yeah, it's like a VIP bar. Free drinks.
Pour your drinks and everything. And, I wasn't annoying that night, was I? I was like, I kept within a good range.
No, I'm gonna say what you were doing, actually, and called out my wife as well. So my wife's called K, Kerry and then Chrissy's is called Karen. So me and Karen were sort of, we were still quite drunk. We were standing there, you know, enjoying what was a show in the end. And that was Kerry and Chris doing roly-polies through a door to see whether the door would shut on them before.
Yeah, it was a long corridor hotel where you got all the hotel rooms there. People probably sleeping.
I think so.
And then there was automatic doors. Me and Kerry, who had a fantastic night, she was having a great night. We decided, because we watched The Bill quite a lot, whether we could do roly-polies like the police would, go and go, all right, freeze, put your weapons down. So we were doing that at about 3 o'clock in the morning through this hotel, roly-polies, door open, going through the doors, both shouting at the top of our voices, freeze, put the weapon down! Probably not scaring anybody, I wouldn't have thought, in the hotel.
In the Hilton.
Great night. Love your wife.
Yeah, it's really good.
Any more stories, you can always let us know. They're quite fun. Grab us on the app as well. And after five, details of how you could go to, I think, one of the biggest... If you're a boxing fan, this will be one of the biggest nights out of the year.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
And it's happening in Southend, here in the county of Essex. It's the biggest county in the world, but this one's happening quite local to the centre of Essex.
Yeah.
In Southend, Cliffs Pavilion. Details coming up after five. How you could be there as well. And this, the brand new tune from the Kid Laroi, is called Love Again.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
We're talking about nights out. We're getting quite a lot of texts about that. What are you doing tonight? Scott's already told me, but you can tell us.
What are you doing tonight, Stevie, after the old... after you finish the radio station?
I will have an evening of prayer, quiet reflection, meditation.
Is that what you told Scott out there? Aretha says, my best friend and I told our parents we were spending the night at each other's house when we really... we're at her boyfriend's house in Buffalo, New York. Last thing I remember, they're obviously from that area.
Yes.
This is not somebody from Raleigh.
No.
Last thing I remember is going clubbing next morning, woke up in a hotel in Canada.
Wow!
With the view of the Niagara Falls.
I once woke up in the cleaning cupboard of a hotel in Watford.
Excellent!
Yeah.
Why were you in the cleaning cupboard, Stevie?
I went out for a little drink with my mate Julia.
In Watford?
In central London, and right. She was talking to two stockbrokers.
Yeah.
And the four of us went to a... how do I say this on the radio? Gentlemen's club in Watford.
Okay.
And I obviously was looking for somewhere to sleep. Went into the hotel in the cleaning cupboard. I must add, I was like 20.
Like a normal night out in Watford, though, if I'm honest with you. The cleaning cupboard.
It sounds like a normal night out for Stevie.
Yeah.
It's a tape one. 3, 2, 1, 1,
go. Now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go! Sounds like a better day out than Vicarage Road at the moment.
So
I might try that. Right, 5:05, Big Drive Home continues.
Radio Essex.
Lewis Capaldi. Seems over the top.
Do you know what I was just thinking about this song? If it was a real thing, throw a song about it, they just play the song and go, you said you were going to dye your hair. You said you were going to do all this stuff. Very extreme.
I mean, he's lied, and then she's like, right, you liar, because it rhymes. I'm going to set your house on fire.
Yeah. So it's
it just seems quite harsh.
It's a bit mean.
It is a little bit.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Now, Chris and Scott's title fight.
Yeah, it's good to have the title fight back. And if you missed the show yesterday, the reason why the title fight is back for 1 week only, until we get bored of the 8 Cent of Music, and then I'm sure it'll be back more long term. But the 8 Cent of Music will return. I think we're doing that next week. But this week, we've been given tickets to the Night of Champions, the Best of British. It takes place on Thursday, 11th of May at the Cliffs in Southend. And it features, we did this before with Tyson Fury, which was an amazing night out.
It was.
This one features four legendary boxers, including Joe Calzaghe, Nigel Benn, Ricky Hatton, and Frank Bruno.
What a lineup.
I mean, this is all four of them on the stage at the same time talking about their stories. You get with your VIP tickets times four. You get four VIP tickets. Meet and greet with the champions. Professional photograph taken with them all. Priority seating. All the usual stuff you get with the VIP tickets. Tickets to the show, obviously. And you get to watch the whole thing at the Cliffs Pavilion. But yeah, meet and greet with the champions. You get to meet four boxing legends.
Be incredible.
And have your picture taken with them as well. For social media alone, that would be worth it.
Yes, it would.
So, all you have to do if you want to enter this competition is play the title fight. You know how it works? A song that you think could win a title fight battle. It doesn't have to have anything to do with boxing.
No.
Yesterday's winner was Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
Which sounded amazing.
It did, because it's sunny, so think about the sunshine. What song do you think Essex wants to hear at 5 to 6 tonight, and then you can enter the title fight? You can only enter the title fight on this on text, because we have to be able to randomly select two people and make it all transparent and auditable.
Yeah, and you obviously, you know, you're only doing the title fight if you're interested and you can make that date.
Obviously, don't if you don't want to go to the boxing, don't. You can just relax and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
We'll randomly select two of you in about 10 minutes' time, and you two will battle it out to go through to the final, which will be on Thursday. We're going to have three people in the draw. Yesterday's winner, today's winner, and tomorrow's winner. And then those three songs will go up for battle on Thursday, and the overall winner will win those four VIP tickets.
So, yeah, so get texting now.
It's Radio Essex with Freya Ridings and Weekends. How you doing, Essex? Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Thank you for all your boxing songs in. Well, they're not boxing songs, but entering the Night of Champions Best of British giveaway. We're giving away tickets to go to that event, which takes place on Thursday the 11th of May. You can buy your tickets if you don't win. Southendtheatres.org.uk have tickets there.
Yeah.
So you can buy them. I'd have a go at winning them first.
I would. And it's really easy. Literally, all you've got to do is text 81400, put the word Essex, and then boxing, and then your favourite song that you'd want to hear, and we'll play that song at 6 o'clock if it wins.
Just before six. So have a think about the weather. It's a gorgeous day. Somebody's just come in, wham, Club Tropicana. I mean, that's...
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yeah. It's exactly the right answer. Yes, please. They will be randomly selected because it's a competition.
Yeah.
I'm now worried that if Wham Club Tropicana comes up, it's going to look fixed.
No, it won't be fixed.
It's not. We've had loads. Aerosmith, Run DMC, Walk This Way. Elvis Presley, A Little Less Conversation with JX. Boxing Queen, We Will Rock You, says Vicky and Rayleigh. We Are the Champions, says William Felstead. Goo Goo Dolls, Iris. DJ Jazz Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yes, please. Summertime.
What? Loads of good suggestions coming in. We're going to randomly select two of you in about 10 minutes. So if you want to get these tickets, VIP tickets, you can go into Thursday's grand final and send those over to us on the text, and we'll see if you get randomly selected at about 5:30. Getting you home in the sunshine across Essex, 5:23. Hope you're doing okay. Tuesday night, big drive home. Staying dry, clear spells in Essex in the early hours. Some patchy frost as well, about -1. Chilly and somewhat bright start tomorrow. Little bit of cloud around, but mainly quite sunny throughout the day. And highs tomorrow of 12 degrees. Right, just over half an hour left on the show. We'll need to end that very soon. So if you want to end the show, we need you on the voice notes to say the words Tuesday complete. You did, mate, in any style you want, and you could be ending the show tonight. This is brand new from Ed Sheeran. It's Radio Essex, big drive home, Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed. It's 5:26. Thank you for all your entrance into the boxing competition, Night of Champions, Best of British. If you want to be seeing the likes of Frank Bruno on stage, Ricky Hatton, Nigel Benn, Joe Calzaghe, they're going to be at the Cliffs on Thursday the 11th of May in Southend. And if you want to be there as well, you can only do this on the text. And we're getting a couple of apps through as well.
Yeah, we've got Paul, Lisa and Canvey and Jackson. You're not in the draw at the moment.
You've got to be on the text because it's a competition and we have to be obviously fair and transparent. The only way we can randomly pick people is from the text line. When are we closing the lines? 5:30. You have 2 minutes, people.
Love that.
I was ready. I just didn't have any headphones on, which meant I'm effectively deaf on the radio.
I can do it without headphones.
Yeah, but I can't because I'm pressing the buttons. I need to know where all the music starts. Yeah, but I can't do it with no... If I didn't know what was going on, it would just be us chatting.
That is pretty much what it is.
But I wouldn't know when this started.
Let's get it!
I'd still be talking all over this bit. unlike now.
Chris and Scott's title fight.
Okay, title fight is on. It's 5:31. We had quite a lot of texts through on this, and we are picking two out at random. Randomly selecting is happening now. Thank you, Tom. Load them into the system, and these are the two songs battling it out for the title fight tonight. In the red corner. Should have done this yesterday.
Yeah.
In the red corner. Oh, Christina Aguilera and Fighter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a tune. Fighter from Christina Aguilera. You are in the, I can't remember which corner, blue corner?
Red corner.
Red corner.
Red corner.
In the blue corner. Oh, we did get through.
Yes.
It's random.
Amazing.
Club Tropicana from Wham. Is this random?
Yeah.
Wow. Club Tropicana, Wham.
Have we got names for these people, Tom?
Unfortunately, we don't. But what, if they want to get back in contact and let us know your name, that would be great.
It's the 186 for Christina.
Yeah, and 335.
And the 335 for Club Tropicana. Wham. One of those songs is playing before the end of the show. It's up to you which one. If you want to hear Fighter, put the word Fighter in your message. You can use text and app now. Fighter, if you want to hear Fighter. And Wham, if you want to hear Club Tropicana.
Yeah,
that works. Get in touch. Let us know. We will play the winning tune just before 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah. Katie Baser and Pretty Boys, 5:37 is Chris and Scott on the big drive home until 6 tonight. And then Joe Kinch on the radio from 6. And we're taking your votes for what song is going to end the show tonight. The two songs battling it out. Christina Aguilera and Fighter. If you want to hear this, put Fighter in your message box. And the word Essex and Fighter, or you can use the app as well. Or on the first decent sunny day in Essex of the year, maybe this is your...
This would sound good.
This would sound lovely. This is the Club Tropicana tune from Wham. If you want to hear this, just put Wham in your message box and get those over to us. And we'll play the winning tune just before 6 o'clock tonight. Just head a Joe Kinch's show just before 6. So if you want to hear Club Tropicana, put the word Wham. If you want to hear Christina Aguilera, put the word Fight in your message box. Get it over to us and we will play the title fight at about 5:10-6 tonight. Latest on the roads coming up if you're making your way home across Essex for a Tuesday. It's Radio Essex, Rita Ora and You Only Love Me. Night of Champions, Best of British Boxing taking place on the 11th of May at the Cliffs Pavilion, southendtheatres.org.uk if you want to get your tickets. And if you're entering on the title fight this week, you could win tickets. Somebody on the text today will win tickets. Either the text ending in 186 who went for Christina Aguilera's Fighter, or the number ending 335 who went for Wham and Club Tropicana.
They will be entered into the draw for Thursday.
They're going to be in the draw for Thursday, along with yesterday's winner, which was Return of the Mat, Mark Morrison. That person will be in the draw. And tomorrow's winner of the title fight will be in the draw. That will give us three songs on Thursday. And then on Thursday, we battle all three of them out to find the ultimate winner.
One winner for
and the
tickets.
Winner of the VIP tickets. Where you get four tickets. We will find a winner on Thursday. Yeah, we'll find out today's winner in a second. We're just getting the last votes done. So Joe Kinch is in the area. Hello, mate.
I feel like I've missed a memo.
What do you mean?
What memo? Since when do you do the title fight again?
Title fight this week. It's a title fight special.
Hang on, and you what, were just, here. And just you were one here yesterday. Sorry, you were here yesterday. We did this yesterday. At
yeah,
this
but
point,
I'm not being funny, but even
you've
after
never, you've never been funny.
Even after the well, you're laughing, so
yeah,
even after
at
the
you,
you didn't say anything yet.
Wow.
Even after you stopped the title fight, you still referred to it as a title fight.
Yeah, I have a very low memory threshold.
Yeah,
so I just assumed that you had, you know, accidentally said
no.
Title fight, but 2 days on the trot.
We're doing the title fight because we've got the
tickets
to give away.
To fighting.
So is the title fight back for good? Or?
No, it's just back for this week while we're giving away tickets.
Like
to...
when I bring back what's in my sandwich for a day.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like we're doing it because we've got a competition that's about boxing. And rather than sitting down like normal presenters would do and come up with a new concept and an amazing, amazing competition for this new competition, we've just went fighting.
You went hunting through Tom's prep sheets and was like, there's got to be one in here somewhere.
Yeah. And then we went, title fight, it's got boxing music on it and everything.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything with it. We can just re-churn it.
Re-churn
Is that
it out.
The...
Yeah, the whole exactly, that's exactly what we're still playing. We're still using that now.
Oh, yeah, nice. We've been using that since the '60s.
So that's why we're doing that. And yeah, and we're going to find out who's today's finalist is going to be in a second. What's coming up on the show tonight? Firstly, at 7 o'clock last night on the Hot 7 at 7, the big songs of today. 5 were at number 7.
Yeah,
Let's Dance.
I had it last week as well on Monday. Fatboy Slim was in. I think it's people go and vote for it because it wins the, what do you do, the 8 set of music.
So if I told all the listeners now to vote for Mr. Blobby to be high up in the Hot 7 at 7 tonight.
Well, oh, that's a new thing we can do. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Then that way, it would get in the...
Don't think it's in the system, but yeah.
Oh, Mike, what a way to be part of your show, right, by getting people to vote for a song.
Random songs.
And then it becoming in the top 7 at 7. That is...
So, at number 2, it's Lewis Capaldi. And at number 1 tonight, it's Beethoven.
Yeah. Good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, for like 15, 20 minutes.
I could go and eat my sandwich, couldn't I?
So. You could wander around.
Yeah.
That amount of time. anyway, we're done. We're out of here. You enjoy your show.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't switch the radio off at 6.
No, I listened last night because I was on the train. I listened. I've had it on in my little headphones. I was like, is this actually quite good?
It is good.
Thanks.
I listened until about 5 to 7.
You missed your 5 song.
And then I went and walked the dog, was chasing Willow about, forgot. I had to apologise to Joe, but still got paid. So
that's good.
Silver lining.
I listened, I liked it. I thought it was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll do it again tonight, Hot 7 at 7.
Do it every night.
Mm-hmm.
Different songs, different order. Mm-hmm. Same songs, different order.
Well, not the same songs as you, but yeah.
There's no surprise on today's winner on the title fight tonight.
I haven't got Wham on my show.
We have.
We've got this one as well. Filmed at Pike's in Ibiza, which I've been to, sat around the swimming pool, and I was fairly drunk. And everyone knows it's filmed at Pike's in Ibiza. I didn't. And when I sat there, I looked around and went, this is where Club Tropicana is filmed.
Lewis Capaldi did it too.
He did. It's the same place. Here's Wham. See you later.
Bye.
Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.